Hey there. So, we have a date later, and I want to get fucked. It's our first date, I know, but I've had a little bit of a drought lately, and so you're gonna get some tonight. Here's what that means. Listen to this, and stroke your cock, and get really hard for me, and then don't come. This is a jerk-off encouragement, but there's no coming at the end. I need you so worked up that all you can think about at dinner is shoving your cock in my tight, wet mouth. I need you ready to say yes to anything. Can you get that hard for me? I'm gonna get ready for our date while you stroke your cock. I'd recommend you also look at some porn while listening to this. Like I said, I need you worked into a frenzy by the time we meet up. There's even a chance I might decide to have you pick me up at my place and fuck me before dinner and after. I'll be your appetizer. So, look at whatever type of porn you like. I can't see it. I do highly recommend betterfap.com for this. I really love their fap roulette function that shows you random images they know you'll like. If you're lucky, maybe someday I'll show you what I like to look at on there when I masturbate. Someday. Are you looking? And stroking? Good. I'm just gonna take my towel off and put the rest of my makeup on while I'm naked. Then I'll pick my outfit. I love this cute little lipstick. Makes my mouth pop and it stays on no matter what. I could suck 3 dicks in a row and it would still be on. Have I ever sucked 3 dicks in a row? I'm not answering that question on the first date. I'm curious, wondering what you're looking at while you stroke for me. I bet it's pretty pervy. You seem really pervy. I like that. So what is it? Pearl necklaces? Titty drops? Public sex? Gone wild? Ooh, gone wild curvy? I know you like curvy girls because you like me. It can make it hard to get dressed, though. I don't always like the way my midsection looks in something tight, but my real problem is everything's always tight on top. My superpower is I can make anything look slutty. Yoga pants and a hoodie? I can't zip it up all the way. Shorts and a tank top? It looks like my breasts are gonna burst out. I can wear a V-neck t-shirt and jeans, and everywhere I go, guys are staring, and my friends are like, put your boobs away. I put on a fitted blazer and a pencil skirt, and every guy looks at me like they want to bend me over their desks and spank me. But sometimes that's what I want, too. But sometimes I'm just trying to, like, file some reports or something. Most of the time I'm thinking about sex, though. Still stroking? Good. Maybe that's what you're looking at. Girls with lovely, big, round asses getting spanked. You cheeky boy. Now, what should I wear that'll get you to fuck me? Okay, here's outfit number one. Blue halter dress. It makes my legs look great, especially with cute shoes to go with it. But I can't wear it with a bra. My tits look fantastic anyways, though. Too fantastic. I worked to a restaurant and 2 busboys collided and smashed dishes everywhere. On the plus side, I'm not wearing any underwear either, so we could fuck in the bathroom of the restaurant. You better still be stroking. You better not feel like coming. I want you to be hard enough you could hammer nails with that cock. There's nothing better than the feeling of a cock in your hand that's rock hard, and you know that guy would do absolutely anything to put it in you. I want you to be so desperate to ravage me the minute you see my face, or whatever you look at when you see me. Okay, this is outfit 2. skinny jeans and a white blouse with lots of cleavage. With these sexy boots. I have this pretty silver necklace you can pretend to stare at while you're staring at my chest. Oh, wait, let me pull these jeans on. Ugh, I can barely pull them up over my ass. I kind of have to hop a bit. Oh, you like that? You love a girl struggling to get tight pants over her big, round ass? Ugh, boys are so weird. I hope that didn't make you cum. I keep thinking of that cum spraying all over my ass. Don't waste it at home. All right, final outfit. Miniskirt, tank top, chucks, and a cardigan. I like to wear the tank top with this cute bra because you can see so much of it. The cardigan and chucks make it seem sort of tame. But look what happens when I bend over. Oops, no undies. You can see my whole shaved pussy. Oh, wow, you really like that, huh? Let me do it again. Here, watch me get on all fours on my bed. Doggy style is my favorite position. And in this outfit, we're fucking in seconds. So, which one is it? This one? I'm glad you like. Here, just let me bend way over to open my underwear drawer. Is that what kind of porn you're looking at? The rear pussy? Or are you way past that and trying not to come watching girls forced to have orgasms? Ooh, or one MILF after another swallowing her husband's cum? That sounds hot. Or one of those weird Czech videos where one hot guy has a harem of girls? I have to admit, I kind of like those. I mean, I don't want to have to fight other girls just to come cowgirl on a guy with beautiful abs, but it's fun to think about. Now what underwear should I wear? Let me pull this up and you can see the front and back. These are the polka dot boy shorts that match the bra. I love them, but I'm afraid they kind of say, let's stay in bed all Saturday watching Netflix and having you go down on me. It's just a little early in this whole thing for that, you know? How about a silver thong? I know guys love thongs. My ass looks so good when I shake it in these. And on the plus side, you can just pull it aside to fuck my wet pussy. Are you stroking nice and fast now? Don't come. I wish I was there to help you stroke it. I can practically feel it in my hands. Maybe I'd suck it just a little bit. But maybe you don't want that because you don't want to come. And I love to watch a guy come. When they squish up their faces and make girly sounds and grunt and gasp. I'd probably try to make you come if I was there, just to see you squirm. Maybe I'll wear lacy, cheeky sort of panties. They say, I know you love looking at my ass, but I'm not sure I'm going to let you have it. I think I'm going to wear these. I was thinking of wearing nothing, or the tiny silver thong, but my pussy is so wet, I need a little something down there. I can always pull them off and put them in my purse later. Guys love watching me do that. I guess I'm kind of a slut sometimes. But I'll have to tell you more about that a few dates from now. Anything I'm forgetting? Oh yeah, I wanted to use my magic wand. I already came a couple of times this morning, thinking about what I'd let you do to me. I can't get this picture out of my head of you pulling my ponytail and pounding me from behind, while slapping my tits with your other hand. I would be so wet, and you'd just be pounding me so hard. I think I need to go and come a few more times to that thought. That's what's so great about being a girl. All that does is make me want to come more with you. Too bad you have to wait. What, you think you can come now and still come later? Really? Okay, is your filthy, disgusting porn still going on? Are your balls totally filled from thinking you do to me what those guys do to those little whores on your laptop? Fine, let's do a countdown, okay? 10, 9, 8. Are you ready? You must be so ready to come. I really want to feel it. I want to feel you come for me. Come all over me. 7, 6, 5, 4. Just kidding. You don't get to come, remember? No coming. Not until you're with me. Also, remember to talk about, you know, Orphan Black or Mario Kart or something, okay? Because I don't want to be bored on our date. Those are the true ways to my heart. I love Mario Kart. Especially naked. Getting eaten out. I always fall off Rainbow Road when I'm getting eaten out. Oh well. Okay, horny boy. I'll see you later. I have to go get off myself. Toodles.